This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Pro-life former Arkansas governor and GOP presidential candidate is considering another run for president. Mike Huckabee would be entering what is expected to become a crowded field. Senator Rand Paul and pro-life physician Ben Carson are also considering runs. In the midst of preliminary preparations, Huckabee's daughter says his heart is into it. Pro-life activists are getting all worked up over their differences in how to speak with abortion-minded women. One activist, Eric Scheidler, posted a video offering his view of how to act outside an abortion clinic, and those with other views are taking pot shots. Some of them might actually be right, but friendly fire seldom works out well. This is Life News Radio. We in the pro-life media thank you for being pro-life. We know that for all we do publicly, the most powerful influence on the culture is you. It's like they say in marketing, the most effective advertising is word of mouth. You engage your friends and coworkers, telling them the stories the mainline media won't. You learn the most effective ways to share your own good news. You lead your families. From the bottom of our hearts, thank you. This is Life News Radio. We mentioned earlier this week how Ohio wants to close a Cincinnati Planned Parenthood over failure to gain admitting privileges. Women who suffer botched abortions often spend too much critical time getting ER care because their providers do not meet the standards involved with simply having admitting privileges. Planned Parenthood is suing to stop the action, but the judge appointed to hear their suit has served on the board of directors of Planned Parenthood of Cincinnati. Pro-life advocates and others are asking federal Judge Timothy Black to recuse himself. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.